DW.
We're at the corner of Coronado and Mayberry Street, and we're taking a look at one of the 14 blocks that we've coated the road surface with a new experimental coating called Cool Pavement.
Greg spots, suntanned, his dark hair streaked with gray, is standing in a quiet residential area. Mayberry Street is lined with small houses and a row of parked cars. It's just been freshly paved, with the usual black asphalt.
We have an infrared temperature measuring device in my hand here, so we're going to walk over here to Mayberry. So let's take a look at the temperature. It's about 127 degrees Fahrenheit on a day that's maybe 75 degrees Fahrenheit. But now we're walking on to Coronado, where we've coated it with this cool pavement coating. And let's take a look. It's 114 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's a difference of 13 degrees Fahrenheit between the two roads. Spots is responsible for sustainable road construction in Los Angeles, a city where around 10% of the area is paved. That's well over 100 square kilometers, as much as 17,000 soccer fields.
So the temperature of paving, both on-street and off-street parking, is very much a part of the temperature of the overall city. We heard from a lot of environmentalists who were telling us cool pavement was a no-brainer, obvious solution, but we couldn't find a single street in California where a cool pavement coating had been tried.
Los Angeles is the first city in California to test the new street paint. And although only a few streets have so far been brightened up with a fresh new coat, Spots is hoping to paint over more soon.
We have a phase two we'd like to do where we would coat the entire neighborhood in one of the hottest parts of the city. And we'd like to see if it has more of a cumulative effect when it's not just one little block, but all the blocks in a little residential neighborhood.
Renea Vincent, who is out taking her dog for a walk, thinks the new coating is a great idea. She takes off her shoes to compare the two different surfaces with her bare feet.
I'm standing on the old asphalt, and it's warm, but now I'm on the cooler asphalt pavement, and it does feel cooler. And I don't know, about 10 degrees cooler, because my feet aren't really good thermometers.
Vincent thinks continued use of the road paint will be better for Los Angeles in the long run.
Well, if you think about it, and it would keep the entire city cooler, though, it would also save energy, ultimately. Save tires, too, because the tires get hot and wear up the rubber faster. See if you cool down a neighborhood.
Summers in LA are hot. From June to October, the temperature hovers between 95 to over 104 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 35 to 40 degrees Celsius. The city spends $90 million a year to cool down public buildings. But there is one downside to the new road paint. It costs $40,000 per mile, and producing the special coating and applying it to the road is time-consuming. Critics have pointed out that the overall carbon footprint may even be negative, but Spot says that's still not enough to kill the idea.
Earlier, we were all just focused on our carbon emissions and trying to reduce the effect of climate change, but now it's already here and we need to start adapting to it.
And he points out, cooling the city is in the public interest.
A broader thing that a lot of people don't think about is there are people who are elderly or have health issues who don't have air conditioning. And some of those people are at risk for major medical problems or even heat-related deaths. So there's a public health element to mitigating the heat island effect.
DW.